Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
We are celebrating and commemorating all things Human Rights Day. And of course, we know that this day is commemorated each year in order to remind us as South Africans of the sacrifices that came with achieving democracy. As a result of this commemoration, our country has an opportunity to reflect on the progress made in the protection and promotion of human rights. Here to chat more about it, the program manager at Justice Desk Africa, Nicholas Tatlane. Welcome to Good Hope FM, Nicholas. So good to have you here. Are you well?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to the listeners at home. I'm very well. So one of these days, we are celebrating the 11 years of the existence of Justice Desk today.
Yeah. So tell us more about Justice Desk. What do you do?
Yes, specifically Justice Desk Africa is a human rights NPO specifically that work within our different marginalized communities, where we are always promoting to have ordinary people to be an everyday activist. We teach them about human rights, we teach them about gender-based violence, the protection rights, and also making sure that they understand their rights and their responsibilities, and also what kind of a role they can be able to play through various programs that we create for them specifically, where we create for young people and also for communities such as Khayelitsha, Alanga, Nyanga, and also Bondiville.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. So in terms of the Justice Desk, Nicholas, what is the significance of Human Rights Day?
The significance for us specifically, first and foremost, is to commemorate and honor the role of our freedom fighters, and also what they have made to ensure that they bring some a sense of consciousness amongst us. It was the marginalized and dispossessed communities. But also what we also say on our side is to say that let's reflect of where we are currently standing in terms of understanding our human rights and our responsibilities within our communities, and also making sure that you shape a way forward on how do we address any violation of human rights within the institutions of our society. Because at the end of the day, we need to understand that for this day, it's not only about the human rights, but also remembering what happened in Sharpeville and also Langa massacre in 1960, where 69 people were murdered and 180 were victims of the system. Therefore, the system is that we are still receiving the systemic violence even now during this what we call democracy. But therefore, we're saying our people need to stand up and be an everyday activist.
Absolutely, and that is what the Justice Desk is about, just encouraging people to stand up and be everyday activists. I'm chatting to Nicholas Tatlane, who is the program manager at Justice Desk Africa. Do you have anything special planned for today, Nicholas? And what does the Justice Desk have planned for 2024 in order to continue encouraging young people to fight for what is right?
Specifically for today, I will start with today. We are going to attend Ubuntu Festival in Nova Institute in Wynberg, where we are inviting all members of our community to join us by purchasing a ticket. Then also to come and see the part of our participants will be also performing there, and also part of our ambassadors who will be also part of the program. Mm. Therefore, we're also inviting all members of community to join us. And also in terms of what we are looking for in terms of the way forward in 2024 is to making sure that we continue with our numbers, because we have a target specifically where we are going to ensure that we empower, educate and equip our people with knowledge relating to human rights, knowledge relating to gender-based violence, because we want to dismantle the system of patriarchy, but we're not going to dismantle without the contribution of our communities.
Absolutely. And what is your message of encouragement, not only for the young people of South Africa, but for South Africans in general, pertaining to human rights and why we commemorate and honor this day?
What is most important is that people need to align themselves with spaces that discusses issues of human rights, spaces such as Justice Desk, because we're building a sense of community where we invite activists and those who want to be activists within the communities, that we have a space for activists where they can be able to make sure that they understand their rights and also they advocate for their rights, because of the importance of advocacy is very important, because it makes citizens to be an active, because we've seen that activism have lost the morale in our communities.
Yeah.
There are no dialogues. They are even the kind of protests that are organized are not organized in a way where people are conscious.
Yeah.
Therefore, ours is to mobilize our communities, and second, we educate them so they understand, because the what happened is that when you take the people to the struggle without them not being conscious of what they are fighting for, therefore ours is to mobilize, educate, and making sure that when our people are going to the street and fight for their rights, they understand them, and also that kind of responsibility that comes with those rights.
Powerful stuff. The Justice Desk doing such important work. Thank you so much, Nicholas, for joining us today. And thank you for your powerful messages of encouragement to South Africa. And all the best with your event out in Wynberg today.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Nicholas Tatlane, who is the program manager at Justice Desk, talking about the important work that they are doing in communities around the Western Cape, and also the significance of Human Rights Day for all of South Africa.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.